KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 53 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. An obituary notice from Twig Funeral Homes has identified the victim of Sunday's shooting incident in Sac County as 24-year-old Megan Quinn Sloss of Guthrie Center. Authorities said Monday the woman, who had not yet been identified at that time, was shot while sitting in the driver's seat of a vehicle. The shooting was reported at around 11:40 a.m. Sunday, 2 miles east of Lakeview. Officials said a man in the front passenger seat, who has not yet been identified, was handling a loaded handgun when it went off and struck Sloss. She was taken to Loring Hospital in Sac City and then flown to a hospital in Des Moines, where she died. The incident remains under investigation. Her obituary says Megan was the daughter of Kurt and Brenda Sloss of rural Guthrie Center. She attended the Guthrie Center School's Central College and was a current master's student at the University of Iowa studying social services. Megan had planned to spend her career helping children and adults in need. She was currently working at Iowa Kids Site and University of Iowa Hospital in Iowa City at the time of her death. Visitation is set for this Thursday from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Guthrie Center High School Gymnasium, where a prayer center is set for 7 p.m. Three people were arrested on separate charges late Monday afternoon and evening in Montgomery County. The Sheriff's Department said 35-year-old Randy Buck Evans Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 3:40 p.m. for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $435. Red Oak police say around 4:40 p.m., 46-year-old Bradley Jean Adolphson of Emerson was arrested on a warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Adolphson was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. And at around 6:30 p.m. Monday, Red Oak police arrested 29-year-old DeMarcus Jermar King of Red Oak on a simple misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse assault. King was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday five people had been arrested over the past few days. On Monday, 23-year-old Dalen Clean of Audubon turned himself into the Sheriff's Office on an outstanding warrant. He faces charges that include possession of marijuana within 1,000 feet of a public park, possession of marijuana first offense, four counts of possession of prescription drugs, and removing the labeling of a drug and altering a drug. Those charges stem from an investigation into a traffic stop September 14th near Highway 44 and Bluebird Avenue. A search warrant was also executed at Clean's residence in the 200 block of West Broadway in Audubon on September 15th. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office was assisted by K-9 Axel and the Audubon Police Department. 19-year-old Tristan Lee River Stevens of Audubon turned himself into the Audubon Sheriff's Department Monday. Stevens was wanted on a warrant for child endangerment issued by the Iowa State Patrol. That charge stems from an incident into a traffic stop in Audubon back on July the 8th. Stevens was seen by the magistrate and then released with a preliminary hearing set for October 6th. 41-year-old Mitchell Lee Zinke of Gray turned himself into the Audubon County Sheriff's Office Monday as well. Zinke was wanted on a warrant charging him with theft in the fifth degree with regard to a check written June 28th to a business in Audubon County. Zinke pled guilty to the offense and was fined. This past Saturday, 21-year-old Dustin Owen Ferguson of Brayton was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in Exira. Ferguson was released after appearing before the magistrate. And last Thursday, 50-year-old Timothy Dwayne Smith of Audubon was charged with driving while barred. That charge was the result of an incident that occurred September 4th. Smith was cited into court for October the 6th. And a traffic stop Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. The sheriff's office's 21-year-old Tanner Matthews of Trainer was taken into custody for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Matthews' arrest occurred after a deputy pulled over a car he was driving for speeding at around 3 a.m. Saturday on Old Lincoln Highway. 14.5 grams of marijuana was recovered at the scene along with marijuana pipes and a marijuana grinder. In the funeral announcements, Dula Thompson, age 92, of Lewis, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dula Thompson will be today at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Spike Walker, age 95, of Exira, died Thursday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Spike Walker will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wilfred Andy Anderson, age 80, of Glenwood, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Wilfred Andy Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ruth Berg, age 89, of rural Bridgewater, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Ruth Berg will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Royce Sarsfield, age 72 of Atlantic, died Saturday at CCMH. A celebration of life visitation for Royce Sarsfield will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. Wednesday at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ernest Jack Huddleston, age 95 of the Orient area, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Jack Huddleston will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. A luncheon will be held Thursday immediately following the service at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Mandy Weidel Sandage, age 33, of the Templeton and Manning areas, died Sunday at her parents' home in Manning. Funeral services for Mandy Sandage will be Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Eugene Gene Freeze, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Services for Gene Freeze are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Glenn Nichols, age 71, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Glenn Nichols are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.